What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
It's a feeling that comes from attraction, compatibility, and sexual desire. It's a feeling of happiness, fulfillment, and belonging. This is Sarah Bloom, WRPR News. Love can make you feel on top of the world, feeling invincible and trusting, and just as quickly drop you down, feeling alone and vulnerable. Love is complicated because it's two people having to deal with each other's complications, the differences they have, and to get past them and accept each other. And until they can accept each other and completely trust each other, you can't really have love. And it's so hard to find those things in another person and give them back at the same time.
I had a kind of personal experience. I dated someone for 2 years, and I would say that it was true love. Like, towards the end, we started fighting constantly, and it just fell to shit. And it became more, it wasn't just love, it was like pain intertwined with love, which made it really, really painful.
My boyfriend and I of 3 years, like, we just recently broke up, so it's been really hard, and I do believe that, you know, we're not over. So, you know, we both think that there is still a chance that we're going to get back together, and we both love each other more than anything. And what makes it even harder is because we both tell each other and know in our hearts and stuff that, you know, we're meant to be together, and he's always said he always wanted to marry me. So I know he's the one, and it's really hard when you love someone and you're not with them. And getting through it is, like, the worst thing, and it's painful, but, yeah.
That's pretty depressing.
It is painful. It's so depressing. I think love is incredibly painful. If you get into, like, real love with someone else, it becomes extremely painful.
It can be amazing, but it can be the worst
thing
also.
Yeah, it can kill you.
Yeah.
It's been said that women often are much more open in discussing feelings and expressing love. Even though men don't always get such a good rep in that department, they share the same emotions women do. I went to the Court Jester, a hotspot for locals in Freehold, New Jersey, and talked with Drennan Hayden and Joseph Farina on the subject of love.
It's painful.
It's painful? It destroyed me, bro.
For me, it was just like the ex-girlfriend is that we were together for like a year.
Drennan's story is hardcore, right?
No.
This story, like, Drennan, go in.
Go. Like, I didn't realize how into her I was, and I was like an asshole. I was just a dick, and then we broke up. But we have been in, like, close contact ever since then. And our relationship now is better than it ever was before.
You love her still, don't you?
I still love her and everything.
Bob,
but she's got... But, like, our relationship is better now than it ever was. I like her now more than ever before, and that's the painful part. Because I tell her, I'm like, this is the best it's ever been.
And for the first 2 years, 3 years, I played her bad. Like, I would never in my lifetime ever cheat on a girl ever again. I would never hurt a girl ever again. You know why? Because I know how it feels to get hurt. And the reason why I'm single, I've been single now. I did a girl in Hawaii for 7 months. I had 6 months, little flings, you know, but I never had a serious relationship again because the reason why, I can never take getting hurt again, bro. When she hurt me, though, I wrote letters, like, to her, like, and I would never hurt a girl again because I know how it is.
My reason, I feel like, is that now that I never get into, like, real relationships is because I've been on the other end of it, and I feel like I've been lied to or been strung along.
Love and marriage.
In our society, when people are in love, they seek social confirmation. In other words, they tie the knot, they get hitched, they hook up their ball and chain. I'm sitting in Rachel and Eric D'Alfonso's house, where picture frames hold photos of memories from their very first date to photos of their 4-month-old son, all of which occurred within a year.
In one exact year, we got married, got pregnant, had a baby, and brought a baby home from the hospital.
Hello, Weston. What did you feel when you saw each other for the first time?
My sister described me as being like a deer caught in headlights.
I felt like I'd met somebody who was really cool, genuine, looking forward to hanging out with me, which was nice.
So would you say it was love at first sight?
For me, yes. For him, no.
Would you really say that, Eric?
I would say that
denial.
Yeah, I was in denial. I had just gotten out of my relationship a little much sooner than she had.
Let's talk about that, Eric. How was your first relationship, your marriage, different than being married to Rachel?
My first relationship took constant work. People will tell you marriage takes work, takes effort, takes like a job. As time went on, it became a job that was just seemed pointless because we weren't getting anywhere. It's completely different with Rachel because it doesn't take any effort.
So what about you, Rachel? How was your marriage before different than then, being married to Eric?
My last marriage was, I had no satisfaction out of anything that happened. It was very strenuous. I knew the end was coming. I was just a little bit in denial, but I was happy when it finally came. And so being with Eric is very easy, as it should be.
Well, what kind of advice would you give to people in looking for a partner?
I would definitely say find somebody who is very similar to themselves. It's very cliche for somebody to find somebody that says opposites attract when in fact they don't. My last relationship was opposite. This one, we're very similar in the views that we have on life, on just about everything. And that makes it very easy for us to come to joint decisions and living day to day.
What about you, Eric?
Opposites are great for friends. When it comes to relationships, when people have more similarities, it's so much easier to get along. I mean, and I think probably the biggest thing, you know, when we first meet somebody, everybody wants to come across as being super cool or whatever, and if you're just yourself, and because once you get to know each other and live with each other, that's going to come out. You can't keep that facade up forever, and once you live with each other day to day, then it's like, well, I didn't know you were more like this. You're not really kind of like that. And
I love you.
I love you, baby.
Rachel and Eric are one of the many lucky couples that experience the overwhelming feeling of love. But what happens when love is not enough? Relationships can be difficult. I sat down with marriage counselor Mary Henning to try and understand why some people have to work on love. Why do people feel that they need to go to marriage or couple counseling?
No relationship ever goes south just because of one person. One person may find themselves discontented, but if that's the case, then both people need to look at what's going on to see if the other person can make changes, or if not, if the first person can make an adjustment. There needs to be some exploration. And if the answer after exploration is that no change is possible, or people aren't willing to do that, then the time has come to move on. And I ask people to consider that moving on from a relationship doesn't need to be considered as a failure, but rather maybe as a learning experience.
Why do you think divorce rates are higher now than ever before?
I think sometimes we marry as one person, and through becoming a part of a partnership, we become somebody else with new lessons and new needs, which then somehow no longer fit.
However one feels about love and relationships, one thing is certain. It's a universal emotion felt overwhelmingly by all. Love can be wonderful and comforting and can bring two people together in unity. In turn, love can cause heartbreak and divorce. As college students, making the decision on who we love is important. In the wise words of Pat Benatar, love is a battlefield. This is Sarah Bloom, WRPR News.